And we're back. Welcome back to Deep Thinking, the motorcycle road racing podcast. Number
38.
He's Ed Sorbo from Lindemann Engineering.
How about we stop starting every single show with the word and?
Why?
Because it's you can just say welcome.
No, anybody can do that. I like the and part. It's continuity. It's because that's the way my brain works, Ed. It never shuts off. Okay. It's just one thought ramming into the next thought.
It's one long sentence with no punctuation.
No punctuation.
I'm going to call you Hemingway.
No.
But his name is actually Michael Gugis, and you can find his photos at
motorbikeroadracing.smugmug.com.
And my name is Ed Sorbo, and you can find me at Lindemann Engineering, which is le-suspension.com.
Right. You know, what's his name? L. Ron Hubbard, back when he was a science fiction writer, used to write on butcher paper because he was so cranked out of his brain on rum and speed, he didn't have time to change sheets of the page.
I love that Battlefield Earth stuff. Until I found out he's the idiot that fucking invented Scientology. And I was like, oh, man. Everything in context, right?
You got to read. He wrote for pulp magazines. He had the greatest pseudonyms, Legionnaire 146. I just heard this on a podcast. One of his, the pseudonyms for one of his stories, Winchester Remington Colt. How awesome is that? I love it. What are we doing here?
We're talking about
motorcycle road racing.
You talked about how the pay-per-view deal that Doorknob signed was going to be bad for the teams. It's going to be cash for Doorknob, which is good for them.
Right.
But that the numbers of viewers would drop.
Right.
And the teams would be in trouble. So check it out. This is the August 2015 issue of Road Racing World and Motorcycle Technology.
Brilliant
and
magazine.
It is. You guys should all need. It's not that you should have, it's that you need a subscription to this magazine.
If you're going
to
be road racers or fans. Right.
Yes. Or even track day riders.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about this and not look like an idiot, get there Road Racing World.
So they have a story in there right now, Matt Axley column. That talks about that, and they have a quote from one of the Moto2 teams.
Wait a minute, hold on. Just come right back to that in a second. Have we begged for Hickory Farms in this episode yet?
We have not.
Oh, okay. Hickory Farms, people, we're out
and we're hungry.
I
thought we were looking for motorcycles earlier.
That's right. And I would also like an Aprilia. I would like the new one. I'm willing to any...
What you want is the new R3.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes.
Aprilia does not make that motorcycle.
No, you don't want an Aprilia.
I want an Aprilia.
No, you want an R3, trust me.
I want the pain in the butt supermodel.
So.
Okay. Moto2 team.
So the Moto2 team guy was saying exactly what Michael said was going to happen. They used to have millions of people watching the show when it was on regular TV.
Right.
And now we have hundreds of thousands of people watching it on pay-per-view. And that means the teams are having a harder time getting sponsors because it's not reaching out to all the eyeballs.
Exactly.
So this is scary, sad news.
That's what sponsors pay for, is exposure. Now, what's his name? Carlo Esmeralda, the guy who runs Doorknob, he has made news recently by saying in 2016, payments to satellite teams are going to go up. They're going to do like this franchise deal that Championship Auto Racing teams tried, where there's 24 riders on the grid, and every one of the teams is kind of like contracted directly to Dorna, and they get money from Dorna, and they have to agree to be at the races and everything. But all you and it's like, great, oh, they're improving the payment to the satellite teams. That's great. They have to, because they've taken away the ability of the satellite teams to raise their own money.
So the question will be, which thing got more money to the satellite teams?
Right.
Because, it's short term, and it's easy to see why the people with the rights might want to take a big check from the pay-per-view, because it's there for sure, it's
right
now, yada, yada, yada.
And
but
they have
the long-term...
They have investors they have to pay off, and any given business model, Ed, any given business model that routes the money through me is better than any other business model that I could possibly imagine. Remind me about the danger of that before we leave this topic.
What, routing money through you? It's the same danger as routing it through me.
That was a great Dilbert. Dilbert asked Wally once, what are you going to create besides accounting irregularities? it's not just the guys in Moto2. It's not just...
We're just using him as an example.
Yeah. Okay, so what's happened in recent days? Forward Racing, the team owner got arrested.
You know, There's a guy.
Kind of awesome.
Guy named Ben. No, not Ben. Ren Beaumont.
Ren Beaumont.
Ren Beaumont lives in Hawaii.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there is one redeeming quality in Ren Beaumont's life.
Which is?
And that is that he was the spark that got Team Hawaii formed and okay. going racing in the mainland. But the way that he did it, he's a pathological liar.
Okay.
And he was a customer of Sport Bikes Hawaii, and he started coming to the races and watching us race and such. And he has this mental problem. He needs to be involved in stuff. And the way he does it is he makes up stories and he lies. So the specifics in this case was he brought in false bank statements
okay.
and told myself and my friends
that this is the guy we were
he was
going to
sponsor Team Hawaii. And Team Hawaii, because this is right when Formula USA started at Willow Springs.
Right.
And this is right when the GSXR 750 Limited came out and Yoshimura was making a race kit available for it.
Nice.
So you could get a bike and you could get a kit and you could go to this races at Willow Springs, which was the closest track to us. And there was a big purse and stuff like that.
And wait, so it's the closest track to you because
from Hawaii.
Sure, there was this big Pacific Ocean bullshit.
Well, we got boats and airplanes. So he was going to supply. He showed us big bank statements. He goes, "This account, you can have all the interest from this account," and the account had a couple $1 million in it, according to this forms. And of course, the problem on our fault is on our side is we wanted to believe.
Of course,
right? So we calculated what the interest would be. We were going to get two bikes and the kits and all of this stuff. And so then, of course, a little while later, this all collapsed. He was a liar. Oh, by the way, he also brought in his citation for his Medal of Honor
that
he got in
been
Vietnam, right?
Tip off number one.
Yeah. Anyway, the guy who owns and was running Forward Racing, who's now in jail.
Oh, right.
Same kind of guy.
Yeah.
Pathological liar, mm-hmm. but just on a bigger scale than Ren Beaumont.
The
capable of doing more damage.
Super.
And it's easy for people to think about what happened to Stefan Bradl. He's
right.
lost his ride. Now he had to end the contract with those mm-hmm. guys, and now he's going to ride for the Aprilia Factory team.
Oh.
So he's coming out good. But think about the mechanics who are owed three paychecks.
Right.
And they're in Germany or wherever the hell when they found out there was no money. And
right.
how do they get home? And now, how do they make money for the rest of the year? Because all the gigs are taken on all
right.
the other teams. The guy's going to have to go back to working the parts counter somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So the damage caused by these kind of people.
The truck driver.
All of those people. It's got
right?
a ripple effect that's just horrible. Don't feel bad for that lying asshole.
The what was I going to say? Superbike Planet says that that was the reason that Colin Edwards quit riding for them. Superbike Planet says that this guy owes Edwards somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000. Now, that takes huevos. If you know the size of Colin's gun collection and his deep affection for using said gun collection.
Well, except that, you know, Colin didn't even tell anybody else about the problem, did he? Right?
I mean,
he could have warned those guys. But
yeah.
apparently he didn't. Now maybe he did, and they ignored it anyway. But I don't think his gun collection has any bearing on it because asshole doesn't have a hole in his head.
Yeah,
right.
Good
so
point.
You can make funny comments and all that stuff. But the problem is that our sport attracts liars and posers, and the people who really want to do it so bad that we refuse to
right.
take our blinders off.
Absolutely.
So let it be a cautionary tale for the rest of us.
And if you are coming to Hollywood and because you want to be a movie star, trust me, the first 20 people you meet who claim to be agents
yeah.
aren't.
Well,
you know?
When you call me up to hire me to be your crew chief, know why I want to get paid before I go somewhere.
Right? You know, or at least a deposit.
Something.
I what was I going to say? That guy, he left, I mean, and it's not just that he burned Colin. It's not just that he did, you know, which I still think is crazy. It's not just that he burned Brottle. I mean, there's a line of people who, I mean, if they had done any due diligence.
Yeah, what about all the Umbrella Girls who didn't get paid?
Right? Hello?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he got people. He was taking money from people this year. How do those people keep giving him money?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, in this case, the guy is the criminal. He's the bad person.
Right.
But the victim, after the second time,
right.
you're
going
to have
exactly.
to say, listen,
right.
I should have known better. And that's what I'm warning people. When somebody comes to you and they want to do this, that, and the other thing,
right.
it needs to be transparent. If you can't see how they're going to make money,
right.
if you don't have proof, whatever, you have to ask the questions. And here's the simple way to tell. you ask the question, dude, why are you doing this and where's the money coming from?
Right.
And he says, blah, blah, he gives you an answer that's probably real. But if he starts hemming and hawing, you need to be careful. But even if he gives you an answer, I guarantee you this guy, the Ford Racing guy, had an answer for a lot of
everything.
People. He fooled people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to be diligent, not just once, but over a period of time. And the first time you don't get paid, you need to think about not going to the next one because, right, you're going to get stuck somewhere. So anyway.
Hold on. I'm not done.
We don't want to beat a dead stick. We wanted to talk about other cool stuff.
There is more cool stuff along this line. But every time I get a chance.
How's that deal going to work riding the Aprilia? Go from a forward Yamaha, which, okay, has financial problems, right?
Right.
But it's a fucking Yamaha factory bike.
Right.
To going to the. It's a factory bike. Dude, it's an Aprilia factory bike. Not the same, right?
It's like the Yugo Sport model.
But you know, it could turn out to be great for him, right?
How so?
He could bring the thing that they need. Hey, those guys might be slow right now and their bike might be all screwed up, but if they're trying hard and they're learning the stuff that they need to learn and they improve, then everybody's going to look back on this time as like, wow, you guys did the hard work. Good on you. You're just shaking your head.
I have bad news about this and the Easter Bunny for you, Ed. I think Aprilia is out of their league. I really do. The only time they have shown flashes of brilliance.
That was a fire.
So Michael's pointing at a poster in my shop on the Aprilia Cube.
That was a fire.
And that bike was a handful. It had too much power.
Bullshit.
Do you remember why that fire broke out?
The one where Colin has to jump off the
bike? Yeah.
Wasn't that a super bike?
No.
What was that?
It was the Cube.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Somebody fucked up something.
Check this. No.
Yes.
It was a design thing.
That's a fuck up.
They could not. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Listeners, hold on to something solid.
Okay.
The bike did not start with the gas cap on. Let me say that again.
Okay.
The bike would not start with the gas cap on.
How do you figure that out?
I read
like
it someplace.
How does the person figure that out?
Because somebody accidentally left the gas cap off
and
once,
then
and it goes
started
it goes,
for the
boom,
first time.
Right? I don't know.
I call bullshit. You don't have all the data.
It was printed in Road Racing World magazine, pal. Anyway, so what happened was they go through their starting routine, which is to take off the gas cap.
And
then we start a 200 and some horsepower motorcycle. Yeah, and they never put it back on.
You know, that kind of mistake, that's in the same category of the Apollo 1 fire.
Which was?
The early Apollo capsules before they were launched, where it's full of oxygen, pure oxygen atmosphere. Geez. And like, how do you think that that's the right thing to
do?
How is that ever a good idea? Engineer in the universe knows that oxygen is highly flammable.
Right.
And it's not, you don't have to like figure it out, do an experiment. It was in high school physics, right? And they're like, "Oh yeah, I don't know what problem they were trying to solve. Why they wanted a pure oxygen? The only thing I can think of is they're like, well, if we have a small leak, there'll still be enough oxygen, right? But whatever. So anyway, they had a small spark from an electrical thing,
right,
under one of the seats, and then the air caught on fire and fried all those guys. What a horrible death, right?
Yeah, right.
So the same kind of thing. Like you got to be thinking, oh, we need a pure oxygen environment. No.
right.
The bike won't start unless we take the gas cap off.
No temporary fixes here. Right.
But you were wrong when you said that the Cube had too much power. It had too much power. And the segue here is,
what?
In the August issue of Road Racing World and Motorcycle Technology, there's another story in there. And they talk about possible cause of the problem for Honda this year.
Oh, right.
Because the engines are sealed.
Right.
This is the real point of the story. The argument is that the new Honda engine has too little flywheel,
which
makes, well, crank, flywheel, same thing, right? The weight of the spinning part.
Right.
And so that means the engine slows down too quickly when you're slowing down, which locks up the tire and causes skids that are too long and too uncontrolled.
Even for Marquez,
which is some fucking skid, right? And it spins up too quickly on the exit, which causes drive and traction issues.
Right.
And so the science behind that argument is strong. That's a fact. Whether that's the only thing, I don't know. But the point is that they can't fix it the easy way, which would be to put a heavier flywheel on. Because the engines are sealed, they can only mess with electronics You know, and they can make the transmission heavier and whatever. It doesn't work the same.
Are we sure that they can't fix that?
You can't add weight to the crankshaft when the engine's sealed.
So you have to seal all the engines before the season starts?
That's what you've been telling me all along.
No, I don't know. We'll get to look that up.
What else does sealed engine mean?
It means that you seal it once you start to use it, and then you can't.
No, they're sealed at the beginning of the season. The only thing that they can do is like change the clutch plates, things like that.
Okay, yeah.
Maintenance.
Well, they've done.
Another interesting thing in that same story,
which is
how Lorenzo's getting better starts.
Which is
the new transmission,
right?
The seamless shift transmission,
right,
is so good that it doesn't wear the clutch plates at all. And the clutch plates have to be a little bit worn to get the perfect launch.
Got it.
So they solved the problem by going to a softer clutch plate so that he can get better launches. And everybody who's done it knows this. If you put new clutch plates in and go do a launch, it's too grabby.
Right.
You got to practice a little bit, and then you can do a good launch.
So this whole thing about sealed engines,
mm-hmm,
really interesting to me from a non-engineer, not an engineer, but from an engineering point of view, the behavior that it's driven. Honda and Yamaha went back to Dorna and said, okay, the engine has to be sealed. Where are you putting the seals? There's stuff, the routine maintenance that...
Yeah, you can't seal the clutch cover.
Well,
but you can seal the case halves.
Right, you can do that. But there's things that you can do on those motors that you couldn't do on a stock bike because of where the seals would be.
Okay.
They figured out ways around that.
See, that doesn't... Where's your source on that? I mean, if...
It's in road racing world.
Okay, it's Matt Oxley. But you're telling me
that... Are you
that,
telling me that Matt Oxley's wrong?
You're telling
That's
me that Honda and Yamaha
time, like
said
anyway.
To Dorma that they want the engines to be sealed.
Correct.
But then you're saying that they're trying to find... It doesn't make sense.
Of course it does. Because you don't want...
I don't understand the reason they wanted the engine sealed.
It forces the engineers to come up with stuff that lasts longer. It makes them...
I thought the way that you would do this is you say, look, you can have 5 engines a year.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then so you show up the first round and you've got 2 engines, and so they mark those 2 engines.
Right.
Right? And you use those until they're worn out or whatever. And then you want to be the third engine. You show up with that third engine, they mark that.
I think that's
right?
correct.
But when they seal them before the season starts, now you can't do any development during
it
the season.
It sounds to me like I need to
I don't
to do
understand
some
why you need to do that. So
I
we'll look into that
research.
And we'll find out.
Right.
2-minute warning.
I still want to talk.
2-minute board.
I need to talk a little bit more about sponsorship in MotoGP because of something I saw this weekend.
Okay, what?
Okay. It's not just the forward guys that are having trouble.
The whole field.
Crutchlow and everybody down from the factory teams. The Mark VDS guy.
Yep.
I mean, he craps money, so he's not worried about the cost of Scott Redding's bike. But Crutchlow and Miller, word is that their sponsor is only giving them like 70% of the money that they were promised.
Yikes.
So Miller's looking for another ride.
Yeah.
He's contracted directly to Honda, so Honda will find a spot for him. But you know where that's going to be, who knows? The energy drink, the Malaysian energy drink, bailed out of Nikki Hayden's sponsorship earlier this year. It's just, you can't...
If that stuff is all connected directly to the number of viewers,
yeah,
then the solution is simple, right? They have to drop the pay-per-view deal,
right?
Or they can keep the pay-per-view deal, and they have to get So I don't understand, why can't you have both? I guess the pay-per-view guys are only going to pay you big mucks if you promise not to also
exclusive.
Have it where they can watch
yeah.
it for free.
Exactly.
Right, okay. For this level of racing, this level of sport, you need broadcast TV still. Now, I still say we should all be watching this stuff on the internet, on our computers, when we want to.
But free. If you make
but
people
free.
Pay
yeah,
$120
exactly.
to get it, then it's not going
to
work.
And because I want to watch those cool Yamaha commercials on
right.
my computer, right?
Right.
And I want it to be where I click on the commercial and watch it when I want to, not in the middle of the race.
Show me a commercial. Show me a commercial with Casey Stoner riding anything.
Yeah,
I will not click through it. I promise.
Exactly. Yeah.
The thing that brought this to
but
my
But you know
attention,
what? That doesn't bring us the Tide commercial
what?
Where the big money is.
Sure it was. Hi, I'm Mark Marquez, two-time world champion, and I use Tide.
I need it. See all these crashes?
Exactly.
You know, remember the old...
Doubling.
So the Tide commercial used to have the kids getting grass stains,
right?
In their knees, and it cleans out. And so we got Tide cleaning leathers. It's got asphalt stains.
Or Bayer aspirin.
Oh, for the really big headache.
Here's my job. It's just Marquez tumbling.
So you get Baby Bear for a low side, and you get extra strength buffer for a slow, big high. Side, yeah, that'd be good.
Here's the thing:
if you ride a bike without traction control,
right?
And
here's what you're gonna need, right? Here's the thing that, real quick, here's the thing that brought this whole thing to my attention: the Aspar, I think it's the Aspar team that started the year with the Drive energy drink sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
The World Superbike this weekend was in Malaysia, and guess which company had signage at the track? The one that bailed on the MotoGP team sponsorship.
Well, the track signage deal might be a long-term thing. For all you know, the track just didn't take the old signs down because it looks better than having blanks there.
No. That doesn't not on the World Superbike TV broadcast. No, that stuff is they paid good money for that. They got better bang for the buck putting a sign on one the side of one World Superbike race than they did putting their signage on the side of Nikki Hayden's bike. That's the problem with your pay-per-view.
Well, yeah,
deals.
Right. Nikki Hayden wasn't getting any TV time
exactly.
in MotoGP.
And
we rave about how good the coverage is, but what it needs is it needs to cover the field like the NASCAR guys do.
Right.
I'm sure there's some kind of contract there that says show all the cars.
And if you're only showing the front four guys to a few hundred thousand people instead of millions of people,
you're
it's a bad deal. You're just hosed.
Okay, doorknob, you need to get the broadcast TV deal going
hire
again
Ed and I
because millions is better than hundreds of thousands.
Or you could sponsor Ed and I's podcast. Just send us some Hickory Farms. He's at Sorbo.
No, those guys have to pay a little more than that. He's Michael Gugis.
Aloha.